Well, hi there. Tonight, this is Mrs. Sojourner giving the message, and we're welcoming you from the Alpha House, and welcoming everyone from Hawaii and China and wherever else anyone else is listening. We're glad you're with us. And tonight we are speaking about determination resurrected. And our scripture is 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 49. And I will be reading from the New International Version so that anyone who speaks English from any country will be able to understand and the words easily. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined. And to each kind of seed he gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another. And star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. What has been determined for you in eternity? What has been determined by you as your life's remembrance? What do you see as you reflect on the days past? How have events fit with your first pictures of how your life would be? You know, a lot of people think, you know, especially, you know, New Year's time or, you know, birthdays, things like that, they think back what their life has been, and, you know, it is good at times to think back, you know, this is what I had planned. Is this really what happened? And I know some people do that and, you know, really get depressed because it's not what they had planned. But let's consider what grows. What grows is what was planted. Only what you determine to and plant will grow if it's cared for and nurtured. When you plant the seeds of a garden, no matter if vegetable or flower, the only thing you will harvest from the seed is what was planted. Now, this week I am planting my garden. We had a friend came over yesterday and tilled the garden, and this morning I was out there planting seeds. And you know, this is only the second garden I've ever had. The first one was, well, it was an experience. I learned a lot, but it was not necessarily a very good garden. But, you know, as I was out there this morning, I was really being reminded that it really takes a lot more planning than one would think if you want your garden to really produce as much as it can. And I was out there, okay, I want to put this here or that there, and oh, well, I must remember not to plant, you know, don't plant the peppers with the tomatoes, because then you'll have something like I had last year, which was a cross-pollination of the two, and turned out to be what Ron called a pepto. And that was a whole nother story. But I was out there as I was, you know, putting my green beans in and my peas. I was, you know, thinking, okay, I need to make sure and plant certain things in certain places. But also I was reminded of, you know, the work it takes to, you know, once you get the seeds planted, you need to water. And you need to weed and hoe, and it really does, if you want it really to bear fruit, you need to take the effort to nurture it, to take care of the seeds. And, you know, the same with the spiritual seeds we plant, with the decisions we make. You know, what grows in your life is what you plant. Oh, yes, weeds may pop up where you don't want weeds, but it's your responsibility to rid your own garden of your weeds. And many people haphazardly scatter their seeds without regard to what they sow or where they sow. A chaos is the result of such sowing, with the sower then often wishing someone would help them out of their own created chaos. This type of sower will often be like Adam in the Garden of Eden, his own garden given him by the Creator himself. Adam claiming to be the victim of deception or some other external force deflected guilt. This type of sower then looks to some other external force to fix the problem in their garden. The remark often heard from believers is, I'm trusting God to take care of this. I'm walking in faith. Now, back to my garden, it's like, you know, I could go out there and I could throw I have a bag that with all my different seed packages in it, and I pulled my seed packages out, and there were some seeds in the bottom of my bag. I have no earthly idea what those particular seeds are. And I considered taking a little spot of land and just putting them in and see what comes up. But then again, you don't know what you're going to get. That is, and it's just chaotic. But taking the time to take care of it will, you know, my husband often talks to me about preventing challenges. Now, I know there are times that weeds or challenges pop up that we had no way of seeing that they were coming, and they just seem to happen. These things happen in life, and God helps us through it. But if we can, you know, nurture our seeds and do some planning, there may be less, you know, less weeds. Now, yes, certainly God will intervene and help because he loves us. You know, when these, you know, we'll call them weeds show up in life, he's happy to help us. He wants, you know, he tells us in the scripture, you know, ask, you have not because you ask not. He wants to take care of these things. But there are certain things that he expects us to take care of by following the rules of good gardening. His rules. Now, God will perform miracles, and he does, but miracles are not the sort of thing that we are to live our lives on when it comes in our power and scope to tend to things ourselves. God has blessed us and has given us authority and ability. Jesus said, "Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." He did not say, "Just sit there, and I will send the men from the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, so your church building will be full and you will look spiritual." Now, you know, our friend Riley Stevenson, he is, you know, his whole ministry is going out into the highways and bringing the people in and, you know, teaching others to do that. And it's a very, you know, a very conscious effort. And he just doesn't go out willy-nilly. Again, there's planning, there's prayer, there's, you know, whenever he goes out, and he teaches people, whenever you go out, pray, "Lord, show me. Show me which people you want me to speak to. Which ones do you have for me to bring in?" And, you know, the results are obvious. That, you know, the people hear. And they do come in. And blessings will overtake you. God's blessings overtake the believer as the believer operates, not vegetates. And it is necessary to operate using the gifts you have been given, and facilitative miracles will be performed by God, showing and proving you are under His blessing. It's, you know, something I've heard the Sojourner talk about previously is, you know, something he said is that a mediocre plan carried out is so much better than an excellent plan not done at all. Sometimes the Lord asks us to do things that I know there are times that I'm just like, "And how am I supposed to do that? You know it's God, but how?" But when we set out and we do what we know to do, God's facilitative miracles will just come in there, and the blessings, as the Sojourner said so often, the blessings will come from behind and just wash right over you. And those facilitative miracles will come in, and you can look at the plan you had laid out and say, "There was no way that plan could get that effect, but I did the best I knew, and God made it happen." And that's what He does, because when He asks us to do something, it is so He can get the glory. So where was I? But the facilitative miracles, and they'll be performed by God, showing and proving that we're under His blessing. And restorative miracles will be and are done by God, even if we miss the mark in our sojourn through. It is, however, many times better to have and see facilitative miracles than restorative miracles. Both types of miracles are good and necessary. But when you look back on your life and see the seeds you had determined to plant but have drifted from doing so, how sad to see only restorative miracles. So just step back. You know, if you're looking at your life and you see that this is the way, you know, all you can see are restorative miracles, just step back into the planting of seed. In the garden of your life. Go back and plant what you had determined to plant when you first believed in Jesus Christ. Allow the Lord to do the facilitative miracles, which bless your seeds into a full harvest. Going through this, it also reminds me of something else the Sojourner has said, is that, you know, we're not victims anymore. We can step back, you know, if we look and we see that, you know, there's seeds that we hadn't planted yet, we can just step back into, you know, planting those seeds and doing what we know to do, and we will see the Lord work. We'll see him working. And if you look and you see, if you're thinking, that's me, I just haven't done it, I know to do it, or if you're saying, I didn't know, I didn't know, you know, go to the Lord. Just go to the Lord. Lord, thank you for what you've called me to do. Thank you that you sent your son for me. And just, you know, ask the Lord into your heart. And just do it. And he will be so happy to come in. And he'll be so happy to just take you right where you are. Regardless of, you know, what you see, you know, what place you see yourself in. He'll take you right now and just walk with you from there. If there's anything we can do to help you, please feel free to contact us at the Sojourner at SojournersHub.org, and we'd be more happy to pray with you, to, you know, to talk with you. Just the Sojourner at SojournersHub.org. And I'll just say this blessing right now, the blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.